Speaking at an event in Juba, Ambassador Adler says just as in every country around the world, respect for human rights, including women's rights, must be a cornerstone on which peace is based in South Sudan.
Worldwide, nearly one-third of women experience physical or sexual violence during their lifetime. We understand that figure stands at more than 65% in South Sudan. That is 2 out of every 3 women. That statistic is abhorrent and must be unacceptable to all South Sudanese people. Women, men, girls, boys, it must be unacceptable to everybody.
Adler says ongoing intercommunal violence, a worsening humanitarian crisis, and food shortages in South Sudan further perpetuate sexual and gender-based violence, or SGBV.
I repeat, we are deeply troubled by the lack of accountability for SGBV. All of us must continue to call attention to these abuses, including the unacceptable practices of use of sexual violence in conflict, domestic violence, and early and forced marriage.
Adler says addressing gender-based violence, including conflict-related violence, is vital to accountability and supporting sustainable peace.
This must be underscored by a national plan of action and a collective commitment against gender-based violence. It must also include systems and structures for accountability and a means of restoring a sense of safety and well-being for survivors.
In 2014, South Sudan President Salva Kiir signed a joint communique with the UN, agreeing to champion the fight against conflict-related sexual violence in the country. A year later, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition unveiled its own action plan to tackle sexual violence in the country. In 2019, the South Sudan People's Defense Force announced its own action plan to address sexual violence, and a year later, South Sudan started a gender-based violence court in the capital, Juba. Brigadier Carlo James Duck is director of the Special Protection Unit, which is a body tasked with addressing sexual and gender-based violence in the South Sudan National Police Service.
Our units are within the 10 state and 3 administrative area. Within Central Equatorial, we have 9 SPU function facilities in all the divisions. And this, they investigate cases of gender-based violence, conflict related to gender-based violence, so that a survivor will have a confidence to reveal what happened to her if she's being interviewed by a female officer. And we have trained female officers. We have sent them to Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya to have more training.
Duck says the officers have been sent to Uganda, Rwanda and Kenya for more training. But Ambassador Adler says a commitment to end gender-based violence must come from within South Sudan.
This means that the transitional government must provide resources to survivors of all forms of SGBV and recognize that it is a formidable barrier to women's full participation in society. Men and boys must recognize that gender-based violence affects all of us, and they must champion the rights of their sisters, mothers, aunts, friends, grandmothers, daughters.
A little over a year ago, a United Nations panel of experts said during a conference in London that if the government of South Sudan is serious about tackling sexual violence, it should immediately remove from office and investigate governors and county commissioners accused of being complicit in systematic rape. Not a single official has been sacked since then. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.